This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former San Antonio police officer who shot a teenager while he sat in his car in a McDonald's parking lot has been arrested on two counts of assault. James Brenend, who was a seven-month rookie officer when the shooting occurred, turned himself in Tuesday and was arrested for two counts of aggravated assault by a public servant for the October 2nd shooting. Police believe he mistook the car for one he was looking for. National Security Communicator John Kirby said there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia and to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be, and that it is serving our national security interests.
The Justice Department told the Supreme Court on Tuesday not to grant an emergency request from President Trump to review an appeals court decision dealing with classified documents seized from his Florida home because he has no plausible claim of ownership. Trump has claimed the documents were declassified as he was entitled to do so when in office. Justice Clarence Thomas will make the decision without a deadline to do so. NASA's DART spacecraft that intentionally impacted a space rock orbiting a larger space rock was a success in altering its orbit. Before the January 26 impact, the target took 11 hours and 55 minutes to circle its parent asteroid. Scientists had hoped to shave off about 10 minutes, but NASA revealed Tuesday the impact shortened the asteroid's orbit by 32 minutes. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As mainstream media sold the American people a bag of lies about the concocted Steele dossier against President Trump and members of his 2016 campaign, FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Auten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million cash if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Auten testified that Steele could not do so. As the midterm elections are less than a month away, another high-profile woman is leaving the Democrat Party.
Former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard jumped ship from the Democrat Party on Tuesday, and another former Democrat says he can relate. Dick Morris, a former advisor to Presidents Clinton and Trump, spoke to Newsmax about his exodus from the Democrat Party.
Reagan and Trump and me, for example, all started off as Democrats, and then we shifted. But we didn't shift. The party shifted under our feet.
Meanwhile, the midterm elections are 4 weeks from Tuesday. Some pundits are speculating it will be a red wave, meaning Republicans will walk away with major wins as many in the Democrat Party try to distance themselves from President Joe Biden and his disastrous policies. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got my favorite Fort Myers resident, Bill Federer, with us. He's all well. The family okay? Were you on top of your roof yelling and screaming at as the hurricane passed by, Bill?
Actually, it hung over us for 3.5 hours, and my wife stood at the window rebuking it in Jesus' name, and we were totally fine. You know, we lost one tree, but our house is all fine, and so we thank God. We were out of electricity for a week, so we didn't see that not too far from us. It was really devastating, and, you know, we didn't have cell phone, didn't have internet, didn't have TV, and so it was all the neighbors just, you know, helping each other out, bringing each other food and so forth, but God was faithful and protected us.
Amen. Well, you know, this is the thing that's underreported, and that is how people come together. Like you say, communities, neighborhoods come together and help each neighbor get through something so harrowing. I mean, where we were at in the East Coast, we got a little bit of wind, some, you know, minor interruption in electricity and that sort of thing, Bill, but it was minor. You know, I've shared with several of my friends that you almost have this sense of survivor's guilt seeing, you know, what happened to Fort Myers and also, you know, Sanibel Island. You know, our good friend Dan Perkins, you know, he's probably going to be lucky to get back in his home, you know, maybe by second quarter next year, you know, because of the, you know, the roads to Sanibel Island are closed off.
Yeah, there's one like mobile home park on the other side of the Tamiami Road, and the whole thing was entirely flooded, and all of them floated away. And, you know, it was other places, people that had places along the little rivers, they all backed up 5 feet into their house. And so we pray for them, and we've, you know, brought them food, and my wife's fed them, and, we had one neighbor that had a generator, and so everybody like congregates over at that house. And I, we were over there for my birthday, so October 1st I turned 65, and so he had like some coffee and a donut. It's like, hey, let's take me happy birthday.
Cool is that? That's awesome. Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, having communities come together, huddling around, the only one in the neighborhood, you know, like that, that's awesome. It kind of reminds me of the old days when everybody used to, you know, go to the neighbor's house because they were the only one that had a TV in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah. But it was devastating. The largest fertilizer plant in America was destroyed, which has a lot of people concerned because, gee, the fertilizer plants all around the world are being destroyed. And you read the Great Reset, how, you know, Ukraine was the breadbasket for Europe and North Africa, and they're not shipping out grain. And Holland was the second biggest breadbasket, and the globalists are shutting down all the farmers in Holland. And then you see, you know, all the chickens being killed because of avian flu threat and this, that. And so we're being set up for this great reset shortage, and taking advantage of crises so they can concentrate power on a global scale. And but the good Lord decided for us to be alive now, and so we're going to stand up and do the best we can to have his righteousness be restored.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and this is the thing, you know, when you have signs like this that occur, you know, you can't help but question, okay, God, what are you telling us here? You know, what do we need to be aware of in the midst of this? Because as much as this is a physical demonstration, there's a spiritual element to all this, isn't there?
There is. And historically, the Christians have always ran to the need, like white blood cells to a wound, bubonic plague, you know, Attila the Hun, the Spanish flu. The Christians have always been there. I was even in, Pennsylvania, a little Mennonite community. And, you know, the ladies had the little hair buns with the little bonnet on. And she was telling me that she and these other ladies are going to Syria. I'm like, there's a war in Syria. She goes, I know, we're going over there to minister to the refugees. And they showed us a video of the ISIS coming into a village and getting the Christians. And there's one video where they say, if you don't deny Christ, we'll chop your head off. So the guy denies Christ. They chop his head off anyway, and they chuckle. And she says, they showed us this video because we might go over there and die, and we're going to not deny Christ no matter what happens. And it's like, whoa, these are real Christians. They're like running to the need. And historically, that's what happens. Christians invented hospitals and orphanages and medical clinics and schools, and they did all of that. It wasn't the government that did it. The government's basically usurping what the Christians have pioneered. I was talking to somebody in China. They said that the Christian ministry started all these orphanages, and now the communist government has come in saying, we're taking them over. They're now state orphanages. I talked to somebody in Burma. They said, you know, Adoniram Judson went over there and started all these schools and universities, and the government comes in and says, okay, we're taking these over, and we're going to kick out your Christians. So Christians have always pioneered stuff, and then the government comes along wanting to usurp it and take it away and ban Christianity, and that's what's happened in the school system. And, you know, most of the hospitals in America were started by churches. You know, the Catholic Church started 8 of the 10 largest hospital corporations, but now the insurance companies and all these big corporate entities are taking them over and making them profit centers. And, gee, transgendered surgeries make a lot of profits and all these other different things. And so I say that.
Supposed profit centers until they're not, Bill. You know, because the thing is, at the very heart of all this is Creator God working, you know, co-laboring with, you know, his people, those who are called by his name. And so we're a creative force, those of us who have faith in God. And the others, that's what they do. They just come, rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And this is the cycle that we're in right now with a very oppressive government. And I don't care where you live. I mean, this is being manifested even in the United States today, lest we decide to turn our eyes and not see the obvious before us, Bill.
You know, and that you're totally correct. I get a chance to speak to a lot of pastors' groups, and I point out there were two waves of pastors into America that formed our country. The first was the 1600s, and they were mostly Calvinist-type pastors that had the attitude that God has a plan for your life, your marriage, your family, your church, your government. Dig in the scriptures, find out what God's plan is, put it into place. But in the early 1700s, you had German pietists come
and
to America.
So, you know, Bill, what else are you hearing at, you know, at the local level that our audience needs to be aware of and to be encouraged by? Because, you know, lest we forget, God is still on the throne, right?
Yeah. But in the 1700s, these German pietists said, well, being Christian is more than just finding a plan in the scriptures. You have to have an experience with Jesus, and when you do, your life will change, and you'll no longer do the worldly things you used to do, like go to bars, brothels, lewd theater, and get involved in government. Wait, what was that last thing? Yeah, government's still full of worldly people, so if you're really Christian, you won't get involved in government. That was the beginning of this concept that I'm holier than you are because I'm not getting involved in government. It's like, what? And 4 centuries of that allowed Hitler to seize power. right? From the Reformation, these two kingdoms, kingdom of the world, kingdom of the church that you don't touch. And so the churches just sing louder when they have the bus, the train loads of Jews go by to the concentration camps. And so the thing I've been pointing out is Numbers chapter 30, silence equals consent. There's a verse in there where it says, if a daughter still living in her father's house binds herself with a vow, and the day the father hears it, if he's silent, the daughter's vows stand. But if he disallows it, she's released. That's come down to us as vows in a wedding ceremony. And if the church members are silent, they're giving consent to the wedding. Well, if church member silence gives consent to wedding vows, it gives consent to other things. And if they're driving by an abortion clinic and they're silent, they're giving consent to the killing of babies.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is so excited to introduce our Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual event challenges you to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between October 8th and 23rd to raise awareness of the incredible spiritual needs in Afghanistan. You'll follow a virtual route through the streets of Kabul, passing designated milestones where you can pray for those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ. In a region of the world full of turmoil and a country where 99% of the population is not Christian, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything, including our race to share the gospel. To find out more about our efforts to symbolically flood the streets of Kabul with believers praying for people in Afghanistan, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Thank you.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Bill Federer continues. The American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. And, you know, Bill, one of the things I want to talk about was because Monday was Columbus Day. It was like one of those holidays that people were confused about. And it was almost like it just came and it went. Really no commemoration, no appreciation of what Columbus did because of, you know, what the Wokistas have done in trying to turn Columbus Day into Indigenous Day.
Right. So everyone needs to turn one chapter back in the history books and see that the reason Columbus had sailed in the first place was Islamic Jihad cut off the land route to Indian China in 1453 when Sultan Mehmet II conquered Constantinople with hundreds, tens of thousands of Islamic warriors. And so Europe traded with India and China. Marco Polo in the 1200s went from Venice, Italy to China and talked about the Chinese inventing gunpowder. The Chinese invented paper from trees. The Chinese invented a compass and a wheelbarrow and a pinata. And so Europe and China traded. But when the Muslim conquerors took control of Central Asia and then finally sacked Constantinople in 1453, it cut off the land trade routes. And that's when Vasco da Gama from Portugal tries to sail around South Africa and makes it to Goa, India in 1498. But in 1492, Columbus says, hey, I have an idea. You can get to India and China by sailing directly west. And runs into some islands, thinks he's in India, so he names the people the Indians. So Columbus would have never set sail over here if it had not been for Islamic Jihad cutting off the land routes to India over there. And so that's one of the things that is interesting to as to who's to blame, right? If you're going to blame anybody, you got to blame the jihadis. The second thing is Columbus did, he was the world's greatest dead reckoning sailor. What's dead reckoning? They hadn't really developed compasses yet, and they hadn't seen star constellations in this Western Hemisphere ever before. And so dead reckoning is where you basically sail in a direction, and you have the little cabin boy throws a floaty in the water at the front of the boat, sings some song, whatever word the song stops on at the back of the boat, that figures how fast the boat is traveling. And so they know the direction and the speed. And he would keep track of this with all these charts. And he was able to sail the longest voyage ever out of the sight of land. And so it was very courageous. He discovered the trade winds to the Bahamas, which then allowed this transatlantic trade. But one of the other things is his miscalculation. So everyone knew the Earth was round. There's even Ptolemy, an Egyptian astronomer in the second century, and they're in Aswan and Alexandria were like 200 miles away from each other, but they knew on the summer solstice there was a well in Aswan that had no shadow along the side of the well, and then there was a pillar in Alexandria that at noon there was no shadow, and but then they calculated the distance. Long and short, they were able to come up with the circumference of the Earth to just within a few miles of accuracy.
Amazing.
But the big question was the distance of a mile. There's Arabic miles and Roman miles, and basically Columbus thought the Earth was 19,000 miles round rather than 24,000. And if he had known the real distance of the mile, he would have never set sail. So it was sort of like a miscalculation that allowed him to attempt his voyage.
Mm-hmm. And so how did he discover America? What brought him to America, Bill?
Yeah, well, he took four voyages. The first voyage, he met the peaceful Indians called the Arawaks. Second voyage, he met the Caribbee, the cannibals, who would sodomize and eat the Arawaks. And then he discovered hurricanes and wiped out his first settlement at La Isabella. And then his third voyage, that's when he, left his brother in charge, and when he gets there, he found out that the Spaniards were mutinying, and they were taking these Indians and sort of setting up a feudal system over here, where you get a plot of land, and whatever serfs live on the land, they're your servants. And so they would make them dig for gold rather than their food, and so they had a lot of them starving to death. And so Columbus complains to the king, and the king sends over a replacement governor, Bobadilla, who throws Columbus in chains and sends him back. So his third voyage, he ends with him in chains. And the king and queen, you know, they lay him up for a couple of years, and he writes the Libro de las Profecias. He goes through the whole Bible and all the prophecies that talk about taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. He categorizes and says, look, my voyage is helping to fulfill these prophecies. So the king and queen let him go back on a fourth voyage, but they ban him from going back to Santo Domingo on Haiti, the city he founded. But there's a hurricane brewing. And so he risks it, goes back and says, hey, there's a hurricane. And they don't believe him because they've never seen a storm like that. And so he takes off, and he's for like weeks, he's just tossed around the Caribbean. He's finally shipwrecked on the island of Jamaica for a year. And the Indians are growing tired of him because his men are like fooling around with the women and they're going to wipe him out. And he is the whole time he's keeping track of the stars, and he predicts a lunar eclipse is going to take place on like February 29th of 1504. And so he calls the Indians to the boat at midnight, and he's looking up and looking up, and he says, unless you keep taking care of me, I'm going to pray and God will blot out the moon. And they don't believe him. But then the moon starts going blotted out. They all scream and cry, and they bring him food until he survives. And so he sends some of his men to canoe all the way from Jamaica to Haiti, hundreds of miles. And they get there, and they go through the forest, and then the new governor is waging war against the Indians. And they say, hey, Columbus is still alive. And his response is, oh, great, I thought we were rid of him, because he was a persona non grata by now. And he waits 6 months, sends them some supplies, finally rescues Columbus, and then he goes back to Santo Domingo and then goes back to England. By this time, Isabella's dead, and Columbus is sick, and he, in his will, he puts in there that they should have some money to support missionaries to the Indians. But when you look at his life, he wanted to be an explorer. He wanted to make his way to China, and he was saddled with these settlers who more or less had greed motives, and he gets blamed for the other things. But he did change the world. The other part of it is that somebody was going to discover the new world. At the time, there was, Islamic fleets and Chinese fleets, and somebody was going to discover it, and somebody was going to claim it. But Columbus happened to be the one and opened the door for the European settlement.
And the thanks he gets for it is cancellation by this modern day culture.
Yeah. And then Islam gets a pass. But again, the whole reason Columbus set sail in 1492 was because Constantinople was conquered in 1453, cutting off the land routes to India and China. And there's the interesting Columbian exchange. And so, chocolate came from the New World and went back to Europe. And then the Europeans, brought over coffee beans and things like that. The Native Americans, no fault of their own, they had not even invented a wheel yet. I mean, they were still had dogs pulling stuff on sleds. The Europeans had metal, swords, gunpowder, languages. There was no written language in the New World. There were like symbols, sort of like hieroglyphic type things, but not the communication where. And the worst part of it was diseases. European diseases, people would die of smallpox, but because they always had wars and they had captives and intermarrying, you'd always have a certain percentage of people that were immune to a disease. In America, when they crossed the Bering Strait way back thousands of years BC, it limited their gene pool. And so when they were faced with smallpox, it like totally decimated entire tribes. And that was extremely sad. These are things that you look back at history, you think, Monday morning quarterback, they could have done some things differently. But the fact is that somebody was going to discover the New World, and the Ottoman fleet had cannons and steel and swords. Mm-hmm. The Chinese had a treasure fleet going around the world. And so somebody was going to discover the New World sooner or later. But Columbus was the first one.
Well, he's the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Bill Fetter, with another history lesson in helping us appreciate and understand why Columbus sailed west to get to the Far East.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. He'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for €1 on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with this incredible archive of great guests. I mean, this isn't about 8-second sound bites. If you've listened at all, you know. I just don't have a whole lot of faith in these 8-second sound bites. And, unfortunately, we've been indoctrinated to accept that. And sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge when you're thinking you're entering into an intelligent conversation with somebody, and that's all the depth that they have are 8-second sound bites. It's like, wait a minute. It's like I've been saying the last couple of weeks. I think we have to get to that point where we own the knowledge, that you really own what it is that you're talking about, so that you don't sound like a vice president of the United States, much less a president, because you wonder, do they really own what it is they're saying? And by that, you know what I'm talking about. That it is something that you truly embrace, you understand the background, you know why you believe in what you believe in, as opposed to just, following the crowd. Kind of like what we experienced with Black Lives Matter, right? A lot of people, got into the parade and realized down the road going, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't think that this was the parade that I was in. And, some of us had some insight before and warned people. I remember talking to my pastor. I said, do you realize, because they get caught up in this, kind of surfs up mentality. Being from the West Coast, anything that, catches people's attention is always surfs up, that's the way it was happening in the church. And people were buying into this Black Lives Matter. Do you realize the origination? Do you know where they came, what they're all about? What is the genesis of Black Lives Matter? Well, of course, the media did everything they could to kind of squash it because it was just kind of a, you know, they were the chosen people of the day. Well, $4 billion later in damage and loss of jobs and income, local communities that they were supposed to serve, they absolutely devastated. And even then, it took a while for people to realize, wow, okay, I guess this really is a Marxist group. Well, what about this Marxism? We know we're told in school that, you know, that's a good thing. You know, Marxism's a good thing. Well, and then you see with the leadership of Black Lives Matter that are Marxists, that they can't help but do what Marxists do. And that is that they take care of themselves. It's not about serving. It's about being served. So you saw this quite blatantly when they went out and bought, you know, real estate property, something like six pieces of property, $1 million pieces of property, all under the name of, you know, all under the name of Black Lives Matter. I mean, talk about cultural, you know, appropriation, what they did in order to serve themselves. And, of course, it led the charge. Everybody was so sensitive and compassionate about Black Lives Matter because of everything, you know, that happened with George Floyd. And before that, you know, was what happened with Trayvon Martin, which was also, you know, that turned out, I shouldn't say also, but Trayvon Martin, of course, turned into a big hoax, which we've had many experts on to discuss so that people understood, you know, what was going on. And that created this incredible movement that cost lives unnecessarily. Some people were murdered, you know, with people saying, well, this is for, you know, this is for Trayvon Martin. Well, wait a minute. You don't even have the whole story. But, you know, it got emotionalized. Street justice took over. And then, of course, this fed into the next narrative around the corner, which was George Floyd. And that continues in Black Lives Matter. And in the name of George Floyd, and I'm sure if George Floyd, you know, was around and, you know, if common sense reigned in his family, it's like they didn't want their son's legacy. I mean, though he was like, you know, the rest of us, you know. And by the rest of us, I mean, you know, we make mistakes, okay? Certainly he made his slew, and some are quite grievous, and some might say, you know, because I have a friend of mine, I can hear his voice right now, hey, I didn't mess up like that. You know, you're right, you didn't. Thank God you didn't. But the fact of the matter is that we all mess up from time to time, some more grievous than the others. And George Floyd didn't somehow miss a turn along the way and kept doing things that created, you know, this exit for himself, this sad ending to his life. And not that anybody deserves this. I mean, certainly, you know, what happened there. And I think that I think there's still lots to be still understood and examined about what's going on. But we've got to get out of this filter that we want to look at everything through race. You know, and even the analysts say that racism, for all intents and purposes, is minor by comparison. We've come such a long way in this country where, you know, the reality and the vision that Martin Luther King had, you know, for America, that we would no longer be judged by the color of our skin. Because guess what? We all have color, right? We all have color. We're all colored, you know. So this is the insanity of all this deal. But anyway, that we wouldn't be judged by that. We'd be just judged by the content of our character. We'd be judged based on, you know, what we've done, how we're serving, what we're doing for others. That's what we would want to be judged on. But, you know, we have this opportunity. I mean, today is today, and it can happen as soon as right now for you to determine in your heart, okay, I'm going to choose differently. You know, I want the good things to happen in my life. And understand that with that, yes, it may not be immediate. You know, I love these stories when people say, gosh, you know, I changed my mind and immediately this happened. You know, this guy, I get a kick out of Kathy Lee Gifford, you know, this commercial she's doing. And I'll be honest with you, I do take Nature's Balance. I think it's a great product. But I think it's quite interesting when she says immediately, you know, her vavoom came back or whatever she calls it. You know, I think it's so cute. Immediately, I go, well, God bless you that something like that could happen. You know, for me in my life, I it doesn't seem to happen quite that immediately. But I tell you, I envy people who do that. So I only say that as a prelude to sometimes it is a process. But it's one that even when you make that commitment even though you're not seeing the immediate results, you have this sense at least you're doing something about it. As compared to, like, for example, the country that we live in right now. I mean, we got major problems. Inflation numbers just came out. And, of course, you know, they make it like it's big news. Like, wait a minute, like we didn't know that? We lived September. We know what inflation was. We know that it wasn't getting any better. We didn't need a headline to confirm that that was happening. See, this is the silliness of some of the news agencies, is they think that somehow they have the only grasp of reality, that 330 million people living in this country do not have a grasp of reality. They don't go to the gas tank. They don't go to the grocery store and see the cost of goods, how it continues to climb. And then meanwhile, we're looking for the people who kind of created this mess to come up with a better idea, right? Two years later, you're going, do you got a better idea? You got an idea? I mean, is there something, is there a pony in this pile of manure that you've thrown out in the middle of our country? Is there something brilliant going to come out of this? Because what you've invested into that has been very costly to the American people. We got people, more people in a long time living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, God forbid there would be any kind of travesty that would happen in their life, like what happened to the people in West Florida. I mean, how devastating, and how long is it going to take them to come back? And as we were talking with experts yesterday, we're talking about something that's going to be, you know, this could be, you know, maybe years before, you know, we find this new normal. You know, that becomes the new lexicon, you know, the new normal. But meanwhile, there's a lot of trouble here in River City. And you see what's happening, and you see the warmonging that's happening that Tulsi Gabbard referred to, is that this industrial, military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, and I remember I was 10 years old, when I heard the outgoing president talk about and give a warning to everybody that we need to be on guard for this military-industrial complex, right? Said it loud and clear, and I was going to say something else, but I'm going to bite my tongue because I was going to say something in reference to John F. Kennedy. And we'll let that set aside for the moment because, again, here we are in a country, you know, we're like that Feel Good Men moment. You know, you just can't handle the truth. You know, we don't know how corrupt. We have an idea of how corrupt it is. We just don't know really how corrupt the country that we live in, all the agencies that are supposed to be at our service, how they are abusing the trust of the American people and the empowerment that we have given them, that we have subordinated to them. And it is an abuse of power that's taking place right now, ladies and gentlemen. We need leadership. We need true leadership that has a vision for this country. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. I'm Bill Martinez.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153.
800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as always, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, following the admission by Dr. Anthony Fauci that he knew the draconian lockdown policies he supported would have negative consequences on the economy and school children, a new film exposes the influence Dr. Fauci had on government policy, the pharmaceutical industry, research, and numerous other areas of medicine. The documentary titled The Real Anthony Fauci is the latest film from documentary filmmaker Jeff Hayes, who joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on this documentary. What inspired you, to do this? Because this is a documentary that needed to be made.
This is based on the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, that was written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. This book has been a phenomenon. It's one of the top-selling books of this year. It has sold over 1 million copies. It was 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and it never had one major media review. It's the most suppressed book of my lifetime. A lot of bookstores wouldn't carry it, mm-hmm. and still it went on to sell 1 million copies. So when I read the book, I've known Bobby for, several years. I called and asked if he would let us make a documentary of it. The book was just jaw-dropping, and I knew that it's a 600-page book.
Right.
It's a daunting read, but the information was so good. I thought if we could get this into a more digestible format, like a film, that many more people would be able to see it.
Yeah. The other thing to realize about this book, and this has to do with the truth. The truth is hard to refute, isn't it?
Oh, but, if the truth and the lie are in the same room, the truth will always win. But the suppression of the truth, truth has to be allowed to be on the playing field. And that has been incredibly hard to do during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fauci was brought front and center, and many of us
I would say on this side of the media, the conservative side of the media, were quite dubious. And, you know, things that we began to hear about Dr. Fauci, his involvement with the Wuhan lab, his understanding that they were a bit reckless, that he had representatives there from his, from his research center. And they seemed to, not give, President Trump, truthful information about the origination of the of COVID or the complications of it either.
Yeah, this, this, the way he executed this was really diabolical and brilliant. It was a playbook that really goes back to 1984 when he took over the infectious disease department for the NIH. At that time, it was the infectious diseases were waning. It was not a big department, not a big budget. And he latched on to AIDS and took control of executing the government's response to AIDS and built a powerhouse department with a $1.7 billion budget that he protected. And he ran that fiefdom. When he says, if you're talking about me, you're talking about science. I am science. He really has a basis in that because he controls what gets studied and what doesn't.
Exactly.
And in the AIDS epidemic, any cheap, effective drug that doctors were reporting, he had no interest in. Instead, he focused on AZT, the most deadly chemotherapy drug that had ever been created up to that time. And repeated that with COVID, where he had no interest in what doctors were saying. They were getting great effects with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Exactly.
He had no interest in that and instead focused on remdesivir, which nurses started calling remdesivir because it was such a deadly drug.
Exactly. There was also the suggestion that Dr. Fauci had patents. He was supporting that which he was getting rewarded for. Did you bring that out in the documentary?
Yeah, what's interesting and really, God bless conservative media, because if not for shows like yours, I would have no place to tell this story. But, under questioning, you've seen Rand Paul questioning.
Yes.
And at this point, he does not have subpoena power. So these midterm elections will tell the story whether Anthony Fauci will have to disclose, what he's benefiting from and all the people around him that he's directed, funding to. And, at the present time, the documents that are coming are so redacted, we can't see anything. And I can't wait to see light shed on that. And so we cover that. You can see the trailer for the film at therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. And I think even if you just watch the trailer, it'll give you an idea of what's to come. We're making it available for free for 10 days starting on the 18th. And even that has been suppressed. It's been difficult. Even before the film was finished, we had an editor who sent us a section of his work on editing it, on just a 10-minute section on his private YouTube page, not public-facing, required a code to see it, and YouTube took it down for violating their policy.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so it's not going to be easy, but we're going to do everything we can on our end to support and co-promote the showing, and you say that they'll be able to see it free starting October when?
October 18th, and it'll be up for 10 days, and we'll probably have to play cat and mouse during those 10 days just to, keep it available to view. But the book was spectacular. We've worked on this film a year, and it is worthy of the attention. I'm excited for people to see it.
Exactly. We're talking with Jeff Hayes, producer of The Real Anthony Fauci. This is a documentary. As he said, we're going to have a chance to see it on the 18th. You can check out the trailer, which is itself tells you a lot. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. That's where you can see you'll be able to see the movie as well as the trailer. But the movie will not be online until October the 18th at 12:01 a.m. Eastern. And as Jeff said, could be a little cat and mouse, because you know the technocrats are going to do everything they can to squash this information, because this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. As far as we can tell right now with the information that is available, Jeff, we understand that, because Dr. Fauci, I mean, you see him as he's being questioned in these Senate hearings by Rand Paul and others, and he's evasive. You know, he's covering his back, and it's obvious what he's doing. Now, how is Big Pharma involved in this?
Well, it's funny. We always are taught to follow the money. If you look at the, what five billionaires were made during COVID just in Moderna alone, you look at Pfizer. This is a company that has pled guilty to criminal felonies, been subject to hundreds of millions of dollars in fines for lying, for falsifying studies. These are the things they've pled guilty to. And yet, for some reason, we think they wouldn't mislead us on their vaccine program.
Right.
When, it used to be Democrats that were standing up to Big Pharma and standing up to big business, and Republicans were thought to be, friends of big business. And I've watched this with amazement as the liberals have become the lapdogs of Big Pharma. If you'd have told me this was going to evolve, 10 years ago, I would have never believed it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, big money talks, doesn't it?
Oh, very loudly. And billions and billions of dollars have been made. And, even when evidence continues to come out, Bobby Kennedy is like a modern day Job. This was a man, his liberal credentials were royalty. I mean, his uncle was the president of the United States. His father was the attorney general of the United States. He was a environmental lawyer who cleaned up the Hudson Valley. He was loved. He used to write every 3 months an op-ed in the New York Times. They won't talk to him. No one will talk to him. He's been shunned. And on a daily basis, he's been proven over and over to be right. I hope that he regains his respect and reputation that he deserved, because he's paid a fearsome price, an awesome price to get this out there.
Well, again, it's quite revealing. It just shows you the depth of the deep state, these unelected bureaucrats that are truly running the country here. Jeff, I mean, and what you're showing in this documentary, just as much as I can see and understand right now, it's just more a demonstration of just how deep and powerful the deep state is, that it protects its, it protects its relatives, whether it happens to be anybody in the Democrat elite class or Dr. Fauci and others of that ilk. Jeff Hayes has been our guest, the producer of The Real Anthony Fauci. It will be coming available on October 18th at 12:01 a.m. We'll have a link on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Click on the link, and but don't get frustrated. You know that something with this much truth and this powerful, the ruling oligarchs, the social media types, and the mainstream media are going to do everything they can, as they've been doing, to interfere and block the truth. Jeff Hayes, thank you. Appreciate all the great effort, and looking forward to the movie.
Bill, thank you so much.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm